What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Today we're going to be looking at my street photography from Mumbai, India. And so I spent 1 month in Mumbai in the year 2021, and I'm going to be sharing with you some photographs, share with you behind the scenes of how the photographs were made, and just tell you some general advice and stories from Mumbai. And so before we get into the video, I want to share with you on my website at dantesisifo.com. If you visit my Start Here page and you scroll down just a little bit, you will find the Mumbai Street Photography POV full movie where I compiled all of my Mumbai street photography POVs into one video. And so this video is 2 hours and 45 minutes long. That's how long my Mumbai POV series is. And if you actually go to my YouTube channel on my playlists tab, you can go ahead and find somewhere in these playlists, I have the street photography POV from Mumbai series that you can enjoy here to see exactly behind the scenes of how these photographs were made. And so before we get into it, I also wanted to share with you the best places for photography in Mumbai. I actually have a list of locations that I hit up while I was there. And this location list isn't completely full. Like, I didn't hit all of these locations at all. Like, there's many locations that I didn't visit. But I just figured I'd share this on the screen. If you want, maybe I'll even publish it on my website in this blog post when I publish this particular video. So feel free to check the description of the video and I will publish these locations to make them available for you if you ever plan on going to Mumbai. And so without further ado, let's just get right into the slideshow here. Looking at some photographs. And so, yeah, Mumbai, you know, right off the bat, like what I have to say with Mumbai for street photography is this is the Mecca for street photography. If you're a street photographer, if you want to throw yourself into a new city, into a chaotic place where there's so much diversity from the locations that you can photograph to the scenes that you can photograph, this is the place you want to go. You know, you might think of New York City as this, you know, Mecca for street photography. And look, I'm not somebody who's traveled to all of the hot spots in the world for street photography, but you know, I've done a lot of traveling, and this is unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. You know, this is a must-visit location for street photography, and so I highly encourage you to visit this location to practice your street photography. And that's why I put the locations up on the list, because, and like also share with you the behind-the-scenes videos from my POV, because you can really, like for me, like this is the location that I visited where I've come home with just so many more keepers than any other location that I visited in my life. And I think it's simply due to the fact that, like, in Mumbai, it's such a big city, and there's just so much to do, to see, to explore, and to photograph, that it seems like you could spend, like, a lifetime photographing here and still not find everything and still not see everything. Like, it's that vast, it's that chaotic, it's that big. And there's a particular set of locations that you can visit that will pretty much guarantee you the ability to practice layering in street photography, to practice making complex images, to practice photographing humanity in a much more nuanced way, where you can sort of embrace different villages, different places, different communities very openly with your camera, and it's very much accepted for you to enter these communities if you're respectful, if you're open, if you're honest with your practice. And I think that's just one of the most beautiful things about photographing in Mumbai, is that it's just so easy. Like, genuinely, like, this is just and I don't mean, like, you're going to go to this place and I'm guaranteeing you that you're going to make good photographs, but I'm guaranteeing you that you will have a good time and you will have the ability to flex that creative muscle, to flex your photographic ability because of the accessibility that a lot of these different locations will provide for you. And that's what it provided for me, was accessibility, where it was very easy for me to go to a location and then return time and time again to practice photography. Like, for instance, here we have some photographs I've made in Dhobi Ghat, which is an open air laundry market. And so I just entered into this very small little tight area where there's all these alleyways and people working and people living and sleeping and living. However, being an outsider on the inside in this location, they were very open as I was photographing. People were not, you know, shooing me away. People weren't, you know, thinking I was being disrespectful for photographing. I think that's like kind of the beauty of Mumbai. It's like the people. Like, the people of Mumbai are just so friendly, so kind, so nice, and generous with photographers, that you'll really have no problem photographing here. And so, yeah, I'm kind of gassing up Mumbai here as we get into this video, but I just have such fond memories of photographing here, particularly here at this location at Haji Ali Masjid. Wow, like you have to see this in your lifetime. Like when you cross this bridge and you see this mosque on the water and all of the rock formations and the way people gather and flock here, it really is just, it's like a biblical scene. It's just like, you feel like you're in the Bible. Like you feel like you transport yourself into like the Old Testament or something, and you're just like witnessing like something biblical. And yeah, it was quite a scene, needless to say. A really great location to do some street photography that I visited time and time again. Here's a photograph I made on a ferry ride. And you know, what's amazing about photographing in these very tight situations and locations and using a small digital camera is you can put your camera on your lap and you can sit across from a stranger and make a photograph that's close, that's intimate, that's layered, that's chaotic, that's colorful. And you can get away with making photographs in Mumbai because there's so much chaos and there's so many people that you really do become a fly on the wall in pretty much any situation. Now, I will say with this particular location, this is one of the more hardcore, like more intense locations. It's called Sassoon Docks, which is a must visit. However, because this is a very bustling market where people are genuinely working and making a living here and trying to sort of just get on with their day and like do what they're doing, if you're a photographer in this location, you have to have more thick skin. A lot of the women will like push you around and kind of tell you to go away. But actually, I had a lot of good time here. I even jumped on some of the boats. Like people were really open with me. And I think it's all about how you engage with humanity. That will reflect back in the way that people perceive you and engage with you. However, yeah, this location is like so colorful. Like I've never seen such big fish in my entire life. Like a lot of the fish that people carry here are just so big. I've just never seen anything like this before. And this is one of the more like hardcore scenes that I've ever seen and I've ever photographed. Like this fish market, I mean, the smell of the fish, the chaos, the people. I mean, you got to get here at like 4:30 a.m. You know, I got here around 4 or 5 a.m., you know, right at dawn, right before the sunset, before the sunrise. And then I watch the sunrise and then I start to photograph for a few hours, maybe up to 9, maybe up to 10 a.m. I'll spend like 5 hours here in the morning photographing. And I mean, man, what a scene. It's definitely something that you have to see if you visit Mumbai. Sassoon Docks is one of the best locations. It's just much more hardcore. I just have to put that out there and make sure that's known. I don't know what that means, but just take it how I say it. It's more of a hardcore scene to photograph, frankly. And so, like all of the chopping of this fish and the chaos and the smell. And so you'll find yourself in these markets in Mumbai, you know, lots of people gathering boxes on their heads, loading up trucks, gathering things, shipping things. Everything is chaotic in these little markets. And you'll find yourself in these bazaars. They're called bazaars, and there's lots of shops. There's lots of people working and gathered. And these are very common scenes that you'll see in Mumbai. This is a photograph I made in Bandra. So Bandra is, I believe, a slum. And so I was actually walking alongside the railroad and I discovered this scene on the outskirts of this community. And so, you know, actually a lot of the best photos that you will make, and this is one of my best photos that I've made from Mumbai, it wasn't in the obvious sort of hot spot or like the obvious locations. It was around the outskirts of town. It was along the railroad track where there was less activity, but there was a smaller community of families gathered here and living their everyday lives. And I think that's the most beautiful way to explore a new city. Yes, I'll give you those lists and you can watch my videos and see where I exactly photographed. But realistically, you have to follow your own inner curiosity when you go to a location. You want to follow your nose, follow your curiosity. And that's exactly what I do when I visit new places. And so by engaging with these new cities and these new locations, I highly encourage people to always go where their nose takes them, to not necessarily just stay to one location. Especially if you go to a town like in Bandra, don't just go through the main alleyways, but find yourself on the outskirts. You know, I found myself on the outskirts of a lot of these places and found, you know, these very beautiful moments. And so here we have Bandra Fort, where I went to make some photographs after making pictures in Bandra, and I made this frame here of this bird in flight. And now this photograph is very special, so I'll break down this composition because it was a very particular image where I actually knew that this was a possibility that this bird would come in into my frame. So it wasn't just like some lucky like accident or something like that. And so we have this composition. I'm using the fort itself to sort of set my stage, set my background. And so I positioned myself physically close to the doorway because there were these women that kept going up to the doorway to make photos, you know, some local tourists taking pictures in front of the fort. And so I used them as my foreground element. However, I was highly aware of this window in the top left of the frame in the background with this man here in the window frame. And so I positioned my physical body in relationship to that window and the man there in the background. And then finally, plugging in my foreground. So I plugged in the foreground element in relationship to the window to set my stage. And what that does for me is it gives me this clear composition with this doorway as the frame within a frame. And then I have this opening with the sky in the background in between the doorway. And I was very aware of the way that the birds were flying by at the scene, and I watched the way the patterns of the birds emerged each and every time I've seen them fly beyond this little doorway. And so all I really needed to do was wait for that moment that it aligned, and when the bird came in to mid-flight, I pressed the shutter, and this moment came to fruition. But it was really time spent. It was repetition, patience, being present, being aware of the different elements in front of me, and then positioning my physical body in relationship to these things to create this photograph. And I think that's the art of street photography. You can photograph with intention and intensity and come home with something that is striking. And so it really does require you to be aware with all of your senses. You know, you're watching the birds in flight, you're watching these patterns of the birds, you're watching the light, you're watching the people, the way they gesture, the way they move, you're looking at the different geometrical shapes and elements that you can use, and then you position your body with your camera and you have that decisive moment. And, you know, to me, that's the art of putting together a photograph with intention, and something I did there in Bandra. And so wandering the streets of Mumbai, I wound up in Dadavi, which is the world's largest slum. And these guys came up to me saying, look, look, Indian drugs, look, take photo. They saw my camera and I said, okay, took the photo and I got the hell out of there. I didn't want to get in trouble. So I definitely dipped right after I took that pic. And so, yeah, just finding myself once again on the outskirts. And I found these little fishing villages to be the most beautiful places to shoot. And so this is some random village that I found. I you know, what's cool about Mumbai is you can get in these like tuk-tuks, like those little like rickshaw rides. And so I would, after photographing in Bandra, I got onto a rickshaw or wherever I was. And I said to the rickshaw driver, hey, take me to the water, you know, take me to the beach, take me to the water. Wherever that takes me. And he said, okay, I'll take you to the water. And he took me to the water, and I didn't know this location where I made this photograph. Like, I couldn't really recall exactly where I made this photograph, which I think is really beautiful about Mumbai. It's like the art of exploration, of just kind of getting yourself in a tuk-tuk, jumping in a rickshaw and a taxi, and just going with the flow and just having them drop you off at a location where you don't even know. And then you just kind of discover things naturally. You know, because for me, when I was in Mumbai, especially around the golden hour when the sun was setting, I would simply find myself gravitating towards the beach because I knew that I could catch the light, because the light in these more open spaces become beautiful. And so this is some random location along a beach town, and these people are living alongside the beach. And so I walked alongside their sidewalk, and then I stumbled across this particular scene where we have some children playing basketball, we have a family gathered with their dog, or there's a religious statue in the background. And this moment came together from my exploration, from me just naturally gravitating to a location where I thought there would be good light. And needless to say, I found that light. And so firstly, when I was observing this scene, I was watching the way in which this boy was playing with this basketball. And so I was watching that repetitive action and drop to a lower angle to then separate that basketball moment from the background. And so I positioned myself in relationship to that colorful wall and this beautiful gesture of the boy playing with the ball. But in order to photograph the scene, I had to drop to a lower point of view to then capture this particular moment because the children are small. And so from there, I plugged in my foreground element of this child here with the yellow shirt and the red hat, a very colorful scene. And we have in the background, this man on the left-hand side with the green shirt. We have the emergence of this dog, which is kind of special and spontaneous. And then, of course, this sort of colorful wall with the green, orange, and yellow. Lots of different elements here, from that religious sculpture to this basket, the stone wall on the left-hand side. There's lots of small little pieces that fill the stage, that fill the background, that came together naturally through me positioning my body in relationship to the moment of the basketball and the background. And then that really is all composition with street photography. Like, as much as it is kind of layered and dynamic and complex, and you can look, your eye goes all around this frame, it's really simple in the grand scheme of things. Like, you see a moment, you position yourself in relationship to that moment and the other elements in the background, and then you sort of just adjust your body accordingly, and then you sort of sense the possibility of something occurring here. You follow your curiosity, you go where the light is, and then you position yourself in a way that allows you to play, to be present, to work a scene. And so Dadavi was one of these locations that I would return to time and time again because I found this particular playground. And so I found this playground in the middle of Dadavi, and this playground was insane. There was just like so many children playing, these like metal slides and rides that they would play on with swings and everything. And this boy was playing with a toy gun, and when he took out the toy gun and started shooting it, the children went wild. And so I put my camera at a very close proximity to this crowd at a low angle from a low vantage point looking up towards the stair set there on the sliding board so that I could separate all of the chaos of the scene from the background of the blue sky. And so it's very difficult to put order to a chaotic scene like this. And you could, you know, have trouble photographing situations like this because of all the chaos, and it's very hard to put order to it. But if you understand simple relationships that you need to make with your physical positioning and your body and your camera in relationship to the moments, it can really go a long way. And so by stepping down to a lower angle and looking up towards the blue sky, the chaos of the scene sort of seamlessly came together naturally. Holi was something that I wound up celebrating in a small village called Worli. Honestly, didn't even plan for Holi. I didn't even know Holi was going to occur during my time in Mumbai. I kind of just wound up there at the right time, I guess. And so I wound up visiting this location in Worli. The people were so friendly. They invited me into their home. I drank some tea. They told me exactly where the celebration was going to be. And so I returned later in the evening, and I positioned myself in a place where a lot of prayer was taking place, and people were circling this sculpture, I believe, and leaving things behind. And so I positioned myself exactly in that location at a low angle so that I could capture the intimate moment of this woman praying as the celebration was occurring. Next morning, I went back to the village, and these men were drunk, drinking, playing with the paint and the colors, and it was a pretty chaotic day. I found myself exploring lots of different villages around Holi. There were so many different places to discover. This is one house that I was in, photographing women as they were preparing for their Holi celebration. Lots of water, lots of children playing, a very festive time during Holi in Mumbai. Returning to Haji Ali Masjid because I could sense the possibility of more layered dynamic scenes with these different steps where people would sit upon from the lower tier to the mid tier to the high tier. I found that I wanted to play more here, so I returned once again. Juhu Beach is a very vibrant place where I was photographing very frequently. This is where I stayed. I stayed alongside Juhu Beach during my time in Mumbai, and I found that it was a really nice location to practice street photography. There's so many dynamics at this beach. The beach life in Mumbai is very different. A lot of people wear their full clothing. It's very colorful. It's very vibrant. People are very open and joyous. It's a great place to do some street shooting. This is a random location. I remember photographing the youth a lot in my travels. You know, it's something that's available on the streets when you find youth playing football, when you find youth in a playground. You know, these scenes become very easy to work with and very much a part of my journey because I have youthful, playful energy. I treat myself like a big kid with a camera. And so when I find myself photographing youth, it's merely due to my inner child coming out to play. The pipeline was an interesting place to walk alongside, and I photographed this man as he was climbing above the pipeline. Sometimes you'll see children walking home from school alongside these pipes. Here's a boy play fighting with his friend. It looks pretty intense and real. Kind of, I mean, it was real. It was a real moment. And so a lot of the time when I'm photographing in these kind of situations with chaos and different scenes, I like to put my camera as close as physically possible to the subjects that I'm shooting to then use their face, use their eyes, use their gestures and their simple gazes as a way for me to fill the frame. And I think it's a really simple way to turn something mundane into a much more interesting photograph. Returning to Sassoon Docks, the big fish, the flying birds, the chaos, the sounds, the smells of this location will forever be in my head. This is a location, I remember it was called like the tank. I forget the name of the tank, but these boys were playing in this tank. Returning to that playground once again in Dadavi. The beach. The juxtaposition of the woman against this, you know, this soft woman with her elegant clothing against this sort of rusty environment that she's living in. The men collecting trash in the bazaar, a common scene that you will see inside of these marketplaces. Once again, dropping to a low angle to separate the chaos from the background. This is a simple technique that I use visually to create these kind of frames. And so the beaches were a very beautiful location to photograph, and some of my favorite locations were alongside these beaches, and I would return to the beach and the fishing villages simply due to the fact that in these little villages and these little fishing towns alongside the beach, there's just so much more open space and there's so much better opportunity for you to work with light and to have the light sort of cast upon the surface that you're photographing, because at the beach, it just gets better direct sunlight and you can always catch the golden hour at these locations. And I just found that the fishing villages were probably some of the more interesting scenes to photograph. And so this is a photograph that I made of these girls that were doing each other's makeup and playing alongside this little hill here alongside the beach in a fishing village. And these fishing villages, once again, were my favorite locations to photograph. And so, yeah, I think that's pretty much it from my Mumbai photographs that I have here in this slideshow. Yeah, it seems like that's the end of it. Yeah, I just figured it would be nice to share some kind of just like, you know, behind the scenes, some thoughts, some candid ideas, share with you the locations. I think that'll be really helpful. So feel free to visit my website at dantesisifo.com. If you click on the blog tab, I always post the blog alongside these videos. Just go to the YouTube description and find the link to this particular video's blog post, and I'll share with you the locations there. I'll upload that PDF or something like that alongside some images and text. I always make sure to publish these videos in text format on my blog. I also have a few different resources on my books tab. If you go to my website, you can see here, if you click on the books tab, I have a contact sheets ebook, Mastering Layering in Street Photography, and the Ultimate Ricoh GR Street Photography Guide. And actually, if you see how these sort of posts are made, if you click on the hyperlink at the top, you will visit this blog post where you can get access to pretty much everything in blog post format. There's also a lecture video that you can watch that's linked right there. It's like an hour long where you can see behind the scenes exactly how I use layering in street photography. There's also the PDF here that you can download. And so when you go to download the PDF, you'll be opened up into a tab like this. And in order to save it, I'm on an iPad. There's multiple ways to do this. You might be on iPhone. You basically just hit save to files, or if you look for in the apps thing, there's the books tab thingy and you click on the books and then you'll have the the books application, you'll have the PDF offline, and then you can sort of scroll through the file this way. And when you go through the file, it's really formatted for vertical format. So I'm not going to alternate this right now because I'm on YouTube and it's a different ratio, and it's formatted for the iPhone. So download it on your iPhone. And these links in the table of contents, they're actually hyperlinks. So if you click on techniques and case studies, it will take you to the location in the ebook that goes through these different practices. And you'll actually see I have 17 different chapters within this mini chapter within a chapter, going through all of these different ideas. You can see here I break down the photograph that we looked at today from Mumbai. And so you can click on any of these ideas. Like I say, composition is physical a lot. And you can see exactly my ideas behind how I use composition and the physicality of my positioning in relationship to these moments to create these kind of photos in this ebook. And I break down frame by frame how these photos are made and give you guys all of the insights that I have here in my street photography toolkit. This is a really great ebook if you want to learn layering. I even include in these ebooks links to how the photo was made. So if you click on watch how this photo was made, it'll open up the tab in your browser where then you can watch on my website. I host the videos behind the scenes of the moment I click the shutter from my POV. And so you can see exactly how these photos were made at the scene. And yeah, these are just some of the resources that I've been working on and making. And I have various blog posts on my website. And you know, you might be wondering, like, why am I making these videos? Why am I sharing like all of my street photography insights and, you know, making these videos generally? Honestly, like, I just love waking up in the morning and just knowing that I can share some sort of valuable idea or some sort of insight, or even just look at a photo that could spark some inspiration for somebody. And so it really does come down to the fact that I just love photography and what it's provided for me. Like, for me, photography is, it's beyond photography. Like, photography has just made me the human that I am today and just makes me so grateful and appreciative for life in general. And so if I make a video that one other person watches, or I make some sort of blog post or a video or an ebook or whatever, or a photo that inspires one other person to pick up the camera and to go somewhere or to explore or to make new photos or to improve your photography specifically as well, because through improvement, you'll find more joy, of course, through the practice. That just makes me feel good. And honestly, that's why I make the videos. And that's really it. I mean, yeah, just I like starting the day this way. I wake up pretty early in the morning. Right now it's like, I wake up at like 4 o'clock and then I just turn on my iPad and it's the first thing I do in the morning. I don't know why. I just really like doing this. So I just start my day this way, basically. And so, yeah, thanks for watching and I will see you in the next one. Peace.